More voters generally mean a more representative election outcome, but voter turnout is down across the country. Campaigns and jurisdictions have been making efforts to mobilize voters. That usually means either reducing barriers or improving incentives. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino reports on one key, but sometimes overlooked, motivator.
Most Americans over the age of 18 have the right to vote, but a lot don't. University of Pittsburgh professor Victoria Shineman says there are plenty of reasons for that.
I mean, voter registration is one of the biggest barriers, especially for initial participation. A lot of states have deadlines well before the actual election. Also, things if you move, if you change your address, remembering to update your address.
Some states have also seen long voting lines, strict voter ID laws, and in Pennsylvania, you need to have a qualifying reason to use the vote-by-mail system. So, why do some folks take time to cast a ballot? Well, democracy, right? People want to have an effect on the outcome of the election. But
the argument that your vote will make a difference is sort of paradoxical, because the more people who believe it, the less true it can become.
Basically, the more people who vote, the smaller your piece of the influence pie.
So you would think if people are being rational about affecting the outcome, they would vote in elections where they can affect the outcome. So we'd see really high turnout in local contests and citywide contests. It's the opposite.
On average, 50-60% of registered voters participate in presidential elections. That number's usually in the 40s for primaries, and sometimes much lower, like in the single digits lower, for local elections like school boards. Shineman says a lot of that is people responding to the hype of big campaigns. She says there is something that can improve those numbers across the board, a powerful, invisible force that motivates a lot of human behavior: social pressure.
Giving people either the promise of esteem or the threat of shame for not voting has been found to increase turnout more than reducing costs or talking about the candidates.
Shineman says that's because voting is generally seen as a pro-social act, and says that's why things like the I voted sticker matters. You know, the little oval with the flag, it not only reminds other people to vote, but gives the voter recognition throughout the day. So, does Allegheny County hand them out?
We do not and never have.
That's Mark Wallisick of the Allegheny County Elections Division. With 1,319 precincts, it certainly takes some effort to get a sticker to every voter. But he says you do get something for voting, a receipt.
A portion of that receipt is placed in an envelope on the side of the machine. The other portion is perforated and is handed back to the voter. It contains their voter identification number and the date of the election that they voted on.
And Wallisick says that's much better than a generic sticker.
That gives you your own evidence that you voted on election day, customized to you. I've heard many voters put them in an envelope and actually keep them as their own voting history since the time they have voted.
But Shineman says the social element is real, like the Facebook experiment a few years ago, where you could push a button that said, I voted, see pictures of your friends who voted, have your picture be seen. Shineman says that encouraged actual voter turnout.
Again, this idea that the people vote for a lot of reasons, and not to say that people don't vote because of politics or because they want to change the outcome, but there's also that warm glow and that good feeling, and part of that good feeling is other people knowing that you voted and being able to display that.
Intapp, the company that sells what they say is the original I voted sticker, says they have customers in all 50 states. $7 for 1,000 stickers, so that'd be a few thousand bucks to hand them out to all of Allegheny County's voters. When it comes to voter mobilization, Professor Shineman says the sticker is a good bang for your buck, and plenty of jurisdictions seem to agree. Intapp says sticker sales have been consistently up. I'm Virginia Alvino, 90.5 WESA News. And Pennsylvania voters have gotten quite a bit of attention from candidates leading up to the state's primary, despite its late date. With both parties having a tough time deciding who to nominate, experts say every state counts. Now, WESA's Sarah Schneider reports on what each presidential hopeful's efforts have looked like in Western PA.
I was wondering if we can count on your vote for Hillary Clinton on primary day.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Isabel Siegel spends hours after school volunteering for Hillary Clinton's campaign office in East Liberty. She's 15 and can't vote this election, so she asked registered Democrats if Clinton can rely on their vote in the primary. Kristen Kanthick teaches political science at the University of Pittsburgh and says that phone calls and canvassing are strategies that work when they target existing voters.
Getting new voters to vote is incredibly difficult. But what you want to do is mobilize those voters who are already likely to vote. What you want to avoid is having a bunch of voters who otherwise would go out to the polls, but don't go because they don't like the candidates or they're unhappy or it's raining or whatever.
Andrew Whitley is the regional organizer for Clinton's campaign. He says it's the volunteer's job, like Siegel, to tell voters what their candidate stands for.
Door-to-door happens to be the most effective way to communicate that. You know, you get to meet the voters where they are.
To spread that message further, Clinton held a rally at Carnegie Mellon University this month. Bernie Sanders' campaign is also targeting the youth vote. State organizer Ryan Hughes says the campaign has held voter registration drives on college campuses across the country.
Well, you know, he talks a lot about college affordability and our need to prevent, you know, our young people from coming out of higher education and you know, being laden with hundreds of thousands of dollars of student debt. And I think that that's resonated with folks in college.
Sanders' campaign opened 3 offices in Pittsburgh, and the Vermont senator was the first to visit the city. His rally drew thousands to the convention center. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was also in Pittsburgh a few weeks ago for a town hall meeting in Oakland and a rally downtown. Both were met with protesters, and the rally resulted in a melee. Trump's Monroeville office opened earlier this month. Volunteer organizer Trisha Cunningham says they call voters to get Trump's message out.
Because a lot of people have a misconception, and they've called his supporters racist, or they've called them, you know, bigots. And if somebody can actually define that word and they saw the passion that we have to make our country again great again, they would never say that.
Ted Cruz's state chairman, Loman Henry, says their campaign has also focused on calling voters from volunteers' homes and the one Pennsylvania office in Harrisburg. Henry says the Texas senator's campaign is focused on winning delegates.
So the senator is taking time to get into each congressional district and campaign with those delegate candidates.
McKees Rocks native John Kasich now has offices in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. The Ohio governor stopped at the Oyster House in Market Square last week. Campaigns are also looking past the primary to the general. So when 15-year-old Isabel Siegel is canvassing and comes across Sanders supporters, she moves on to the next house without trying to sway them to vote for Clinton.
We can't alienate Sanders supporters once the general election comes around. Yeah, and it'll be very important for all of the Democrats to unify once it comes to the general.
Polls open at 7 a.m. Tuesday. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.